in the herd. If there is a bad wolf, the chief will punish it, right? So punishment is there, right? Feeding is there, sex is there, everything is there, giving birth is there, attending to your children is there. That's not kindness we're talking about. Something that only humanity creates in here. That's that thing that you will see it in. You should find a lot, because there is a lot of them. That thing that Nelson Mandela created. He created something which is there. I mean, it's in the heart of the people, not in the mind. I'm not talking about him being president. I'm talking about him being in jail long, long time and not giving up the hope of the goodness. Not taking part of the political power here and there. Not even being like normally the people, if you're in jail for so many years with no good reason, then suddenly you are at the top. What will you do? To the last cabinet. You're ready to kill. The guy said, I cannot do this. This guy who was the president, he could be my vice because he could do this stuff. He didn't say, first kill him, then I drink my tea. Then I go to prayer. Some other guy did. This is the difference. When a lion takes over of this family, we beat up the prior one, suddenly this lion goes around and will kill all the babies. To bring the female in here to have his own children. So when a guy will do it, I'm not surprised. The lion does it, the wolf does it, all the nasty animals will do it, so a human being will do it. I don't have to go far away because in the history of my own birth country, it's a habit. Every king should kill the male children and the brothers. If not, they will claim the throne. They did it. And it's thousands. I was used to remember the name of them. We were making a list. Reviewing the history that everybody would inflate it. So I'm not surprised. But the thing that Mahatma Gandhi will do, which is here, you understand, Gandhi's gone. That era of colonialism is gone, everything. But he did something. He created something that we could talk about it. And it's in the heart of the people. That's what creation is. That's where creativity goes. Because that's what the creativity was at the beginning and it's coming from. Creativity is not making up something. Is what? Creativity is giving without the expectation of receiving everything. And that's how the creator created everything. That's what is in us. If I do something, not to expect a return, to expect a payment, that's something else. Kindness, I do it because it is good. It's beautiful in the spiritual level. That's what it is. So this is these five stories. Remember the order. First, you giving up everything to intelligence and rules. Second, you have only superficial information. Third, egocentrism, jealousy. Fourth is defending your situation, not accepting the responsibility, and believing in force, not listening. Fifth, your attitude. you have confrontational attitude with a very, of course, nice appearance to hide it. But you're confrontational. It doesn't work that way. Because we want to explain to you what love is. Yes?
Creativity in art, is it? Do you see that as an act of kindness, as an act of giving, as an act of creating, allowing music to manifest?
I didn't get your point.
Well,
put it another way.
You were saying that really create the...
Yeah, what we
the force of creativity is kindness.
Yes.
But the creativity that manifests in art and music and poetry, how do you relate that to what you said about kindness?
Huh. Over there is something. What is there? Let's ask them, because why should we? Let's ask the artist, why do they create that beauty and tenderness and all that? If you ask them, what do they say? Honestly? Because I asked a lot.
Yeah, they didn't have a choice.
They would say, I don't know. The first thing they say is, I don't know. See? So there is a feeling, a passion in the heart, which wants to express itself. And what is expressing? Tenderness, vulnerability, things like that. They don't know. That's why we call it art. If they know, it's not art. It's technique. It's trickery. There are a lot of artists. They know good techniques, and we appreciate them for the technique. And we pay a lot for that, but we don't call it a piece of art. A piece of art comes from subconscious, somewhere that the artist doesn't know. From the heart. That's what creation is. Beauty comes... Could you point a musician, because you know the musician, point me a musician who is a very strong, outcoming soldier. Somehow they don't go hand in hand. Somehow they confess that they believe something is missing in them. And something comes out which does not start here. It starts somewhere else. Logical thing starts from here, and it's in the animals. The one that starts there, that we don't know where it is, we say there, heart. And when you ask where it is, we say there is no place, but there is it. Something that comes from that, which is beyond the territory of the animals, that we call art. That's why something is music and something is noise. Because there are things, there are the rhythms that they are noise only. And they could organize even the dance, because dance could be a rhythmic movement. But music is something else. That's the creativity. And so, next time inshallah here, you have in mind 5 stories. Rule and exception, superficial information, egocentrism, taking responsibility, changing your attitude. If you do all this, let's say you have a week to work on all of this. If you, I didn't say improve it, just know it. Just notice it there. Then next time, inshallah, we'll talk about that non-touchable subject, love. In no place in this book you could find another story, another paragraph. We'll talk about love, this loud and clear. We will explain what love is. Love. All of you You're looking for love, right? Where? Out there.
Oh.
You want to find it and have it. Grab it and use it. And this is simply nonsense. Love, first of all, is in you. But it's not what we're talking about. Because what's in you is an encaged parrot. Love happens in India. We'll talk about it next time, inshallah.